WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's been a soul scene in Miami for years. Sam and Dave began there in the mid-60s, and the 70s saw Betty Wright, Little Beaver, and George and Gwen McRae, among others, on the charts. A new release on Numero Group Records fills in the gap between these periods, music which came out on the Lloyd and Deep City labels. Rock historian Ed Ward has a review of Eccentric Soul, the Deep City label.
Being in a band is fun, and the bonds it creates can be lasting, even if the band has 200 members, like Florida A&M University's incomparable Marching 100. It was there that Willie Clark, Johnny Pearsall, and Arnold Albury hooked up. They were all studying education and on their ways to becoming school teachers in Miami, but they were also young guys, and they appreciated Miami's nightlife. Clark played drums, Albury played all kinds of stuff, and both of them hung out in the clubs until sunrise on weekends, playing jam sessions, meeting other musicians, and generally having a good time. Pearsall wasn't a musician, but he was still into music, so he borrowed some money from his mother and opened Johnny's Records in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood. To run the place while he wasn't there, he hired a young woman named Helene Smith. Meanwhile, Willie Clark had met a singer named Clarence Reed, who convinced him and Albury to buy a piano so they could write songs together. In the middle of 1964, they took Helene Smith into a studio and produced a single. Both You Got to Do Your Share and Willing and Able were Reed Clark compositions, and the record sold well enough around Florida that they were able to fund another record by Reed's group, the Del Miros, I Refuse to Give Up, which was immediately picked up by the Dial label in Nashville, who signed Reed as a solo artist. Not that his business partners minded, the Del Miros had another vocalist, Paul Kelly, who sounded just as good.
My friends say my chances are dim. They say that I can never win your love from here. I know the odds are against me 10-1. They think watching me lose would be a lot of fun. But let me tell you what I want them to do. Watch me pull an upset.
The upset was inspired by Cassius Clay's knocking out Sonny Liston, and although it didn't sell all that well, Dial Records signed Kelly, who would see the big time in 1970 with Stealing in the Name of the Lord and other hits. His first record for Dial was called Chills and Fever, and Reed and Clark wrote an answer song, Thrills and Chills, for Helene Smith to sing. On the B-side, they stuck a soul gem called I Am Controlled by Your Love.
Tell them to. There are things I
Many of the backup musicians on these records were incomparable Marching 100 veterans whom Albury recruited, a talent pool of instrumentalists from which Clark and Pearsall drew for most of their recording sessions. As for female vocalists, Johnny's Records was a magnet for them. It held a weekly contest on the radio, giving away records as prizes. And one day in 1966, a 12-year-old girl came in to pick up her winnings, and while she was waiting, started to sing along with the record on the sound system. The next thing she knew, her mother was signing a recording contract, and Betty Wright was in the studio. For Betty, it was the start of a career that continues to the present day. But for Reed, Clark, and Pearsall, it was the end. Pearsall was engaged to Helene Smith, who didn't like being upstaged by this little girl. Reed and Clark knew they were onto something big, but Pearsall refused to record her again. Having found success, the partnership blew up. Reed and Clark offered their services, and their contract with Betty Wright, to the veteran Miami record mogul Henry Stone's new TK Productions, a partnership which would last through the 1970s. Pearsall and Smith married, and Pearsall became a school administrator. Albury, too, became a teacher. In the end, all they had to show for their post-college efforts were lots of boxes of records, but it must have been fun while it lasted.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed Eccentric Soul, the Deep City label.